If there is any endeavour whose fruits should be freely available, that endeavour is surely publicly financed science. Morally, taxpayers who wish to should be able to read about it without further expense. And science advances through cross-fertilisation between projects. Barriers to that exchange slow it down. There is a widespread feeling that the journal publishers who have mediated this exchange for the past century or more are becoming an impediment to it. One of the latest converts is the British government. On July 16th, it announced that, from 2013, the results of taxpayer-financed research would be available, free and online, for anyone to read and redistribute. Britain's government is not alone. On July 17th, the European Union followed suit. It proposes making research paid for by its next scientific spending round, which runs from 2014 to 2020 and will hand out about €80 billion or $100 billion in grants, similarly easy to get hold of. In America, the National Institutes of Health, NIH, the single biggest source of civil research funds in the world, has required open access publishing since 2008. And the Wellcome Trust, a British foundation that is the world's second biggest charitable source of scientific money, after the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, also insists that those who take its shilling make their work available free. Criticism of journal publishers usually boils down to two things. One is that their processes take months, when the internet could allow them to take days. The other is that because each paper is like a mini-monopoly, which workers in the field have to read if they are to advance their own research, there is no incentive to keep the price down. The publishers thus have scientists, or more accurately, their universities, which pay the subscriptions, in an arm lock. That, combined with the fact that the raw material, manuscripts of papers, is free, leads to generous returns. In 2011, Elsevier, a large Dutch publisher, made a profit of £768 million on revenues of £2.06 billion, a margin of 37%. Indeed, Elsevier's profits are thought so egregious by many people that 12,000 researchers have signed up to a boycott of the company's journals.